With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Time for you to get us some closing remarks like you always do. Let's go.
Hey, you know something that I've been learning? I do this morning meditation every morning now, and I've really been kind of loyal to it, you know, for the past month, and it's really, really helped me out. Somebody sent this to me today. I was talking to a businessman this morning about a business opportunity I was looking at. And I was just going over, he's a spiritual guy. And I was going over with him my dreams and aspirations. And he sort of asked me what I was thinking about. And when I told him, come to find out, man, he was on the same page. And he sent me a scripture and he said, I want you to read every morning. Because I told him I have this morning meditation, and I told him that I read it every morning. I have a list of things that are, first of all, I read a list of things that I thank God for every morning, which is a list about between 45 and 50 things that I thank him for, something like that. And then I have a list of about the same number of things that I'm asking him for. And I read these two lists every single morning after I do my meditation and read my daily verses and my inspirational messages and stuff. I just try to stay focused. You know, in the world I'm in, as well as the world you in, you know, I need as much help as I can get. I don't know how you all feel about it, but I need all the inspiration. I need all the confidence. I need the assuredness that having a relationship with God provides, man. I'm just going to be real with you. And so he told me to read this verse every morning, Psalms 5:3. You know, if you get a chance, read it, you know. And it talks about talking to God. And what, in essence, I'm going to paraphrase the scripture in essence. It was, what you're asking God to do is to hear you when you cry out for help every day as you pray. And you're asking God, in essence, to hear your voice in the morning that I pray to you. And then the things that you ask God for in the morning, you let him know that you'll be waiting expectantly to hear from him about all these things. And it's just a great way to start your day. But the part that really caught my attention was, after I thank God for all this stuff on this list, and then I ask God for this stuff, the part that I think I was missing was, each and every day, I believe it's going to happen, but every day I'm supposed to wait expectantly in anticipation of what I've asked for to happen. Now, it doesn't mean everything's going to happen that day, but it does mean that the process of all these things occurring is well underway. And if you behave that way, if you act that way, if you put out that way, those are the things that return to you. And that's one of the very, very important things that I got from this guy when he sent me this scripture. You can read it for yourself. It's Psalms 5:3. And it's very, very helpful. And I use the New Living version of it so I can understand it better than the King James Version. Because I read both and I just understand it better when I go to the new translation of it. And I just try to encourage people, man, to form a relationship with God, because, like, it's really cool. And, you know, it's something we all should do. We were all created in his image. God made every last one of us. And, you know, we're all children of his, no matter what color, no matter what faith you belong to. And in that regard, I mean, you know, he just wants to hear from us. He really does. He just wants to know that we want to share a relationship with him. And so I found the more you do that, man, the more confidence you'll have, the more calmness can come your way, and you stop worrying about stuff. Because a lot of times, man, if you look off into your day, as your day unfolds in front of you, you're going to see a lot of choice points along the way. You're going to have a lot of points along the way where you have to make choices, you know. And all these possibilities, all these choices, they can be confusing at times. And in this confusion, you need to get focused back and turn all this confusion and all these worries and troubles and turn them over to him. Because really, man, life gets really troublesome at times for all of us. And it's just times, man, where you can't cope with everything that's happening to you, because it always seems like either nothing's happening at all or everything's happening at once. And both of them situations is bad. I mean, if you sitting up there and ain't nothing happening at all, you need some help, man. And then when everything happens all at once, you need some help, man. So either way, if you look at this thing, you're going to need some help from God. You really, really are. And so the best way to do it, man, is just have a constant communication with him. Just talk to him more today. And the cool thing about it is, you could be just like me and have a relationship with him. You don't have to be perfect. You really don't. And I got news for you. Ain't nobody perfect, no way. You can quit listening to them people talking about how they walking on that little white line and they don't ever get off, because they do. They get off all the time. Just have a relationship with God, okay? Do that. It'll help you out. Those are my closing remarks.
All right, huh?
All right, drop it.
It's dropped.
Drop the mic. When you find your life is hard, just going to have a talk with God.
Amen.
Guess what, y'all?
What's that?
Have a great weekend.
Boom.
I am.
Be positive.
Pat out.
That's my blood type and my attitude. I love it. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.